نستغفره. نعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له، ومن يضلل فلا هادي له. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء، واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام، إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم، ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. أما بعد، فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله، وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها، فإن كل محدثة بدعة، وكل بدعة ضلالة، وكل ضلالة في النار. وإنما توعدون لآت وما أنتم بمعجزين. I praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and He's the only one worthy of praise. I seek His help, His guidance, and His forgiveness. I believe in Him and I trust Him. I seek refuge on Almighty Allah from the evil of our passions. Indeed, whomsoever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guides him to al-Islam, no one can mislead him after Allah. And whomsoever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put him astray, no one can guide him after Allah. I testify openly that there is no deity worthy of worship except Allah, Rabbil Alameen. And I testify that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his messenger and the seal of all the prophets. O Muslims, you must know that the best speech is the speech of Almighty Allah, which is the Quran. The best guidance is the course of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which is his sunnah. The worst of all affairs is innovation and addition to the religion of Islam. Indeed, every addition to the religion of Islam will lead to hellfire. I adjure you as well as myself to fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, i.e. have the taqwa of Allah, and don't die unless you are in a state of Islam. Brothers and sisters in Islam, inshallah, my khutbah today is not a new khutbah. Those who have been in this community since 1980, they will say that we heard this khutbah at least 10 times. If you heard it 10 times, so this will be number 11, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, وَذَكِّرْ فَإِنَّ الذِّكْرَى تَنْفَعُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. Remind them, because remembrance is beneficial for the believers. So even if you know what I'm going to say, or you heard it before, it is good that you hear it again and again, and it is a sign of faith that when you hear the remembrance and the reminder, and you will act upon it. I decide today not to ask you upon a surah from the Quran. Maybe this is part of my fault that I gave you too much homework. So I decided today to talk to you about one verse for homework. Not for tomorrow, not for next week, but for Allah Ta'ala, take me or take you first. Allah knows best. But what about if I ask you, and before I ask you, I ask myself, let's make it a half a verse. A surah may be too much for you. A verse may be too much for some of you. Can we have intention that inshallah that we're going to be acting on one half, a half of a verse? This verse is talking about something so huge and big that Allah is commanding you to remove the mountains and take it from a spot to another spot. Not really. Like they say, if there is a will, there is a way. Would you please kindly move forward? Jazakumullah khairan. And for those brothers who are in the reception area, we still have room here for at least 30 people. In Surah Al-Ma'idah, verse number 3, Allah the Almighty is saying, وَتَعَاوَنُوا عَلَى الْبِرِّ وَالتَّقْوَى. وَتَعَاوَنُوا عَلَى الْبِرِّ وَالتَّقْوَى. This is three words. Because we are not going to count عَلَى. Because somebody maybe argue with me after khutbah, say ala is not a kalima, so now I'll be in trouble. Three words, okay? Ala is harf jar. Wa ta'awanu ala al-birri wa taqwa. It's so simple, it doesn't need tafsir. You can read it in English, in Arabic, in any language. Allah the Almighty is saying, help one another. Help one another. Assist one another towards righteousness and good deeds. So there is a condition. If there is a good deed, if there is taqwa, if there is righteousness, it is your duty as a Muslim that you lend a hand. Because Allah says, وَتَعَوَنُوا. And this wujub is a command. Allah says, help one another. This is all what we want to hear today. I can close my khutbah today, but I know some people, their feeling will be hurt. They will come and did not catch the prayer. Believe it or not, this is enough for today. But we're going to stretch it little bit, so some people who's coming late can catch the prayer. The homework that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us in this verse, help one another towards righteousness and good deeds, is not the attitude of a Muslim to sit and watch. You could not see there is a need to assist, to help, and say, this is not my business. Brothers, part of the job of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is wa yuzakkihim wa yuallimuhum al-kitaba wal-hikma. One of the main job of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is to provide them, elevate them, and teach them the Quran and the wisdom which is the Sunnah. The kind of elevation that we asking today, that we need to get out of نفسي نفسي، selfishness، أنانية، thinking only about myself or my family. 24/7. If you talk about sleep, it's for your own body. If you're talking about your work, it's for you and your family. If you're talking whatever it is, the phone is only going me and my family. When we're going to say me and my Muslim brother, me and the mosque, me and the school, me and those who refugees in the country, me and the neighbors, me and the others. Islam is a religion of jama'ah, a religion of community, a religion that teaches us that we make a sacrifice for others. It will be a better life and will be much easier on each other if we try to assist and help each other, even if something little bit, my brothers. And believe it or not, each one of you can contribute. And I want to let you know something, and this is a fact. How many of you eat bread? I can see, without raising your hand, 75% of you eat bread. Doesn't matter if it's Italian bread, sliced bread, whole wheat bread, but do you know how many hands contributed and worked together to make one loaf of bread? One loaf of bread. Think about the bread when was a seed need to be laid down on the ground by a farmer. Think about his family working, breaking the ground for the seed. Think about those who irrigate and water. Think about all the things, and after this the harvest comes. Do you know how many hands put together? And after this is going to go to the manufacturing and going to the oven and going to the... It's going to, you, when you count for one loaf of bread to be in existence, to be sitting in your table, you don't be surprised if 100 people put their hands together for this loaf of bread. The needs of Muslims putting their hands together and assist one another is something, is a must, is not a choice. Especially living in a country like this, we have to create alternative for our children. We have to be concerned about the proper environment for us as adults to protect our iman. Don't think that you are a super believer. And if you are a super believer, there is no guarantee or insurance you continue to be a super believer. Because the evil is surrounded you. In everywhere you go. Therefore we need the protection of one another. I'm not talking about a physical protection, that's spiritual protection. By seeing others doing the same, it gives you encouragement. When you see somebody else sitting in the class, somebody else going to the mosque, somebody else being there doing the same thing, it will give you some strength that you don't feel that you are lonely on this sirat al-mustaqim. So participation and helping and assisting is a must in Islam according to the needs and the wants of the Muslim community. And I'm sure this is not a secret, my dear respected brothers, that a mosque in America is totally different in its duty and job than overseas. Overseas, wherever it is, that you have a place for worship, people come to pray and leave. This is it. What is the job of the imam? Is to lead the prayer, give the khutbah al-jum'ah. Do you know about imam overseas do more than this? But come and think about a mosque in America. This is the embassy of Islam, one of the embassy of Islam. If somebody wants da'wah, if somebody wants to get married, if somebody is dying, if somebody needs loan, if somebody needs advice, if somebody, whatever it is, name it. Because he is a Muslim, where else he can go? because all his ideology, all his thoughts, all his ideas stem out of the Book of Allah and the Sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So the only direction and the only center for him is the mosque. He goes to the Imam. And from the Imam have to have a team behind him. Yes, brother, what you need? You need a car? Yes, you need a car. It's nothing wrong to have a car. And he wants to know from where to go to buy a car. Or who is the good dealer that will give him a car. He's looking for a house. He's looking for somebody to advise him what he should take in the school. Should he go to Columbia or go to Sumter? Which one? There's needs and different wants for people. They come to the Imam. If the Imam doesn't have a team behind him, if the Imam doesn't have a Ummah behind him, what he's going to do? I don't believe in a super Imam. Maybe we watch TV when we used to be young, and this idea is still in our mind, there is a superman, so now you think there is a super Imam. There is no super Imam. The Imam needs your help. Because when you lend your help, the Imam will take it from here and give it to those who in need. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say, help one another. It is a duty, my dear respected brothers and sisters. In 1981, I kept saying to the people, give me 4 hours. 4 hours donation toward mosque. Not $40, 4 hours. I remember what Brother Salah always telling me about money. But I'm talking about 4 hours. Now I think I'm getting older, getting a little bit wiser. Now I'm not going to tell you 4 hours. I'm asking you brothers, sisters, what about if you donate 1 hour a month? Let's start to crawl first. We don't need to run today. Let's try to crawl, and after this, let's walk, and after this, maybe 5-10 years, we'll be able to run. But if we fail to give 1 hour, there is a problem. I don't know. It can be with the Imam, it can be the Shura, it can be yourself, it can be something. But there is a problem. But let me tell you one thing, my dear respected brothers. We like a challenge. When you go play football, when you go for a hiking, say, brother, this is mountain, it's too big. He say, man, I'm going to try. We in this kind of nature that we always like a challenge. Why you don't put a challenge for yourself? I'm going to try, and I have to keep trying, that I'm going to donate 1 hour a month. Doesn't matter if nothing is a mosque, nothing even to do, in except to sit and open a book, or even doing nothing, waiting for the prayer, you already met the challenge that you put it before yourself. But if you fail, I advise you that you go and check yourself. Brother, there is many things can be done. There is many things can be done. And we can be a mosque as a place for prayer, or we can be a center that activity and fulfilling the needs of the Muslims, at least try to be there for them when they want advice, when they need to understand. We have about at least a hundred students came from Arabia. They came and asked more than one time, we need somebody who speaks English. We don't need those people who try to make a partner or a team with us. We need somebody from the mosque that we can talk with them so we can improve our English. I say, okay, brother, we try, but I fail. Why? I don't have the team. I don't have the people. I don't have even team. They ask, do we have somebody who can spend the hour? He will learn from us Arabic, and we learn from him English. Could not. People come looking for houses, people looking for cars. We have refugees. We have many things. We have people coming for dawah, people come to improve their fatiha. the imam could not be a super imam. And I'm sure he didn't see me last week because I was in Connecticut. And after Jum'ah, I'm going to New York. The need is everywhere. I could not be a super imam. But with your assistant, as example, look today, Brother Habib is not here. Okay, well, I'm not recording the khutbah. There is many things missing from the convenience of the day because one person, because there is nobody make himself available so Habib can train him, so when Habib is not here, he can do his job. Keep the air condition down, put the table in the dock so it can be recorded, turn the internet. Brothers, in this mosque, Allah bless us with many, many ways that we can be in da'wah, that we can spread Islam, that we can teach others. I have 30 students at least from the Bible College yesterday here. I have to take this surprise visit because I don't want to turn people. They want to get to see the mosque and hear something about Islam. So now I have to take my daughter out of the splash program teaching there, asking her to go to food line to get some snacks. And you know, I don't even have one person, one single person that I can pick up the phone. I say, listen, I need help here. So can you imagine the imam here going to be the one who entertains the people and the one who going to speak and the one who going to welcome them? But if I don't have a list of a Muslim, say, brother, this is my phone number. Anytime you need me, call me. Brother, I will give you 1 hour a month. Okay, what you want me to do? There is many things that need to be done. Believe it or not, yesterday I have both phones in my hand. The cell phone and the mosque phone, and I have a third line. I don't know what you can do. Sometimes the work comes so much. I need you. How else I can say it to you? I need you because the Muslims, they need you. The community needs you. Children, women, brothers, sisters, neighbors, we need your help. They need your help. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala already told us, help one another. Maybe the condition doesn't fit. Allah said, عَلَى الْبِرِّ وَالتَّقْوَى. So you believe that what we've done in the mosque and the mission of the mosque is birr and taqwa or something else? If something else, we're asking you to come and correct us. We're asking you to come and tell us where the wrong or the mistake that we're doing. You can come and say it. We are not stopping you to talk. Alright? But if we're doing something good, why you are not part of the good? Why you are not giving some time towards the good? Why? Ask yourself this question. And I believe strongly that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will open your heart, inshallah, and you will start from this day making a contribution of at least a minimum 1 hour a month. Every 30 days you're going to give 1 hour for whatever needed in the mosque or whatever that you can help other Muslims. Again, let's have a homework. It is only a half verse. وَتَعَاوَنُوا عَلَى الْبِرِّ وَالتَّقْوَى وَلَا تَعَاوَنُوا عَلَى الْإِثْمِ وَالْعُدْوَانِ. الحمد لله رب العالمين وأصلي وأسلم على المبعوث رحمة للعالمين. أعوذ بالله السميع العليم من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. والعصر إن الإنسان لفي خسر إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات وتواصوا بالحق وتواصوا بالصبر. Allah the Almighty is saying what is the meaning is by the token of the time. Indeed, mankind are in a state of loss. I.e. all mankind, doesn't matter what color, what nationality, what kind of degree you carry, Allah say all mankind are illusors. Save those who believe, this number one, and do righteous deed, and they encourage others to do the good deed, and they have sabr. The Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is saying, "Man jahada ghadiyan fi sabilillahi faqad ghada." Whosoever prepare or furnish a ghazi, in the cause of Allah, he himself will be rewarded as if he involved in the jihad. So it's telling you, when you're helping somebody to fulfill his mission, you'll be rewarded as if you are the one who carries the mission. If we have a student of knowledge, you furnish him with books, with a pencil, with a notepad, to teach him with something, you will be considered yourself and rewarded as if you are a student of knowledge. Same way, when you assist me to carry my mission has to be your mission. Brothers, I don't have to be making the DVD. I don't have to be making the CDs. Do you know I have 8 books need to be published waiting for somebody to help me? I only have Anwar. So what about if Anwar is not here anymore? What's going to happen? You see these books that are sitting here? We publish 15,000 copies because one person is helping. So what's happening if Anwar moves to another state? And everybody, brother, what kind of, what you study? Computer science. Brother, what you, everybody talking about computer, but I don't see anybody helping me about computer. I'm illiterate about computer. Okay? So, this is one way. So the book could not be a book until somebody going to type it, somebody going to correct it, somebody. So if somebody come and say, I'm going to type, somebody say, I'm going to make a correction, somebody will make editing, somebody will make a setup, there is a way. Contribute something. You can sit only answering the phone. So instead of me running between the DVD machine, the CD machine, and the internet, and all that, you can answer the phone. Take a note. Take a note. Do something. Give him an answer. Maybe all what he wants to know. What time is the class today? Brothers, there is need for your presence in the community. And I want to leave you before I close my khutbah. What does the mask mean in your life? You know that there is a mosque in Gervais Street, alright? What does it mean to you? Ask yourself when you leave this Jummah. What does it mean that there is a mosque in existence? Come for Jummah and leave? Come for Jummah and leave? I think we can do better. Meet the challenge. I'm inviting you to meet the challenge. I'm not asking you to climb a mountain. No hiking, no swimming, deep down in the water, all what I'm asking you, what about let's start with 1 hour a month? Doesn't matter what this hour, at night, at morning, before Fajr, after Fajr, contribute 1 hour. Bring yourself physically and be in the mosque for 1 hour and feel what, how it's going to be itching. If it's itching, now there is something going on. But let it itch and be patient. Next month is not going to itch as bad as this month. After 2-3 months, you will be able to bite it. But try. When it itch, it itch in many places. When you do, when you study, when you go to school, when you go to work, you don't like the way how the boss talk to you, it itch everywhere. So what is the problem when it's itching in the mask? Why you could not remain for 1 single hour? I remind you that we have program every Monday and Thursday for the children. Help them to learn the Quran and the new Muslims. And we need especially those brothers whom Allah bless them with the language. 100 students, mashallah, from Arabia. How many we have to help for 1 hour? I'm not going to say, not to be any embarrassment. I don't want to put anybody in the spot. But you can help. There is some Muslims in the community, they need to say the Fatiha properly. And I'm sure, brother, we know Baqarah, Al-Imran, Nisa, Ma'idah. We don't need, we need Fatiha, brother. And I'm sure you know the Fatiha. And you can say it even better than me. Why don't come and teach it to somebody? May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward you and bless your time. And if you want the blessings, and the blessing to be increased, give from what Allah gave you. Allah give you time. Allah give you intelligence. You are a smart person. You have many experience. Come and share it with others. وَتَعَاوَنُوا عَلَى الْبِرِّ وَالتَّقْوَى وَلَا تَعَاوَنُوا عَلَى الْإِثْمِ وَالْعُدْوَانِ أَقُولُ قَوْلِي هَذَا وَأَسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهَ الْعَظِيمَ لِي وَلَكُمْ وَلِسَائِرِ الْمُسْلِمِينَ فَاسْتَغْفِرُوهُ إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. استغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم.